Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jonathan with the Ambition Over Fear podcast, now powered by Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn.com. People, listen, the Ambition Over Fear podcast is one of the dopest things in the world because our ability to talk to rising, emerging, thriving independent artists at the beginning of their careers is amazing. Imagine if you could talk to J. Cole before he blew up, or if you knew Cardi B before she was who she is now. You saw her talking about how she was going to change the world and just take things to another level. This is what the game is all about. Today is no different. Talking to one of the hardest working hustlers out there in the game today on the Ambition Over Fear podcast. I'm going to let him introduce himself on the podcast today. This is Jonathan with the Ambition Over Fear podcast. My brother, introduce yourself on the podcast.
Yo, what's good? I go by Zay Burke, and I've been doing this music for a while now, since like before I got into high school. So I'm glad that I can be on this podcast today. Let's get into it.
Cool, man. All right, because we got a small window to let everybody know what you're rapping about. Let's go straight to the music. How do you spell your artist name on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that?
To type it in, you're going to put XAYYBURR. It's all together.
Right. So what is one record on your streaming platform that you feel people should go listen to and why?
I got a song out called Fake that just came out with my boy Reggie. It's my most recent, and I think everybody should go check that out. It's like one of my hardest songs. But I also have another song that I did solo. It's not on Spotify or anything because somebody already had purchased the beat before I got to the beat. But that's going to be on SoundCloud, on my SoundCloud. Same name, Zay Burke, same spelling. Y'all should check it out. It's called Chaos Part 2.
Okay. Well, let me jump into this part here regarding you and your brand and your music. What's the element about your personality, about your character that people really take to and like, man?
Well, I'm an outgoing person. I like to be real friendly. I like to listen to everybody else's music. I'm open to everything, and I think I'm authentic. Nobody from where I'm from, nobody from where I'm from rap the same way I do. I don't like to be the same like other people. I just do my own wave, and that's what I think I can bring to the game.
Let me tap into this part here. When you think about your music and you think about when people hear it, what type of message do you feel your music, what message do you feel your people receive when they hear your music?
My music is usually based on things that have happened in life or that is going on in life, things that people can relate to as far as love and like the violence and the crime, the police, all types of things that involve that world. And it's things that I've gone through, things that other people may have gone through. So I feel like that my music really gets a message out in a way that is not too aggressive, but it's not too soft either. I'm kind of like in the middle.
Definitely. Well, it's good to have a crossover and a balance in your music so people, you know, so your music doesn't take people to one extreme to the next. I want to go into this part here. When you look in the mirror and no one else is around, just you, what do you see in yourself as an artist and as a man in 2020?
What I see when I look in the mirror is somebody that got goals, things that I can pursue, things that I can get other people inspired to do. I try to keep my confidence up, say that you, every day I usually go in the mirror and I just look at myself and I be like, you got this. That's something I do every day to keep me going. And then I also have my fans. I have some fans that also I like to talk to. they reach out to me. I reach out to them, kind of got like a bond. And we just chop it up. I had one that said that I inspired them to do music. And so now I take that to heart every day. And I'm like, okay, well, I can do this. If I can inspire one person, I can inspire more than one person.
I want to go into this part right here. When you're in the booth and the headphones are on and that producer says, let's go, and you start to flow, explain this, your studio vibe and flow.
Right before he hit that button for that beat to come on, in my head, I'm just thinking, this could be the next hit. This could be the one that put me on. But I really just enjoy the process of doing it, putting the headphones on, hearing the beat, going over the lyrics over and over if I mess up. It's a good feeling. I like being in the booth. My whole life I've been around music, so it just comes something that just inside me, it lights something up. And I feel like every time I hit that booth, I got to go hard. It's not one time that I have not hit the booth and not went hard. I put my all into it. I love it. And after it's all done, I look back, I listen to it, I do the replays. I'm like, this hard. And that's what I take away from hitting the booth every time I do.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. When you think about the time and effort you put into the music, you can do any career in the world. Why in the world did you decide to do this?
Well, as a young kid, I grew up listening to all types of various artists like Drake, J. Cole, Chief Keef, and looking at that, listening and hearing their stories made me think, this is something that I like. I love music. This is something I could potentially do. And it just sparked something at a young age, and I got inspired to really do music. But I didn't get serious on like making it out there until like my senior year of high school. So I kind of wish I'd started earlier and did it serious, but it just started as a hobby. And that was something that I really would love to do for a career.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. When you think about what you have on deck for 2020, you know, 2020 for a lot of people turned out really well, and everybody was vibing with it, rocking with it. But now with the virus and everything, people having to reconstruct things and look at things a little differently, man, what's one thing that you're going to do differently in 2020 versus 2019 to make your impact even bigger?
Well, right now, I usually, since we can't really go out right now, I take my time to listen to beats, find things that inspire me to write a song, because I write most of my songs. So I just find something to keep me in the music mindset, and I keep writing different songs every day. I listen to other artists from my city. They're actually got put on now, so I listen to them, see how they moving, and then I take that and put it into my own wave, and I just make something out of my own way.
Got you on that. Let me ask you this. Out of all the things that you can be in the world, bro, why in the world did you decide to say, hey, I want to be an independent artist, I want to go down this path? Like, what possessed you to want to do that, man?
Well, growing up, I didn't really have that much desire to be, like, working a regular job. I didn't see myself being a 9-to-5 type of person. I just never was clicking with that. And then when I seen that you could get put on with music early, I was like, hey, let me try this, see what I can do with this. And then it turned into more than just that.
I want to go into this part here as regards to your actual career. when all this is said and done regarding your music career, what is one main reason why people should invest into your brand, buy tickets to your shows, download your music? Like, what would you tell them?
I tell them that my music is different from other artists because I do all types of genres. Artists that like to do that like to listen to rap, he gonna get that genre. People who like to listen to pop music, they gonna get that genre. I know how to have
sure.
fun. I got a lot of energy. I could turn up a place real quick. I'm a funny dude, energetic. You come to a show, you turning up. It don't matter. Nothing else matters. I'm trying to entertain people. They can come out, see me. We can meet, have fun. It's just whatever. We're just good vibes over here.
Definitely. Let me ask you this right here. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Ambition Over Fear podcast today?
It's a good opportunity to tell the world what I'm about. Check me out. I love that. I'm honored to be on the podcast. I didn't think I would ever even do something like this early on because I haven't been doing music that much. So it's an honor, really. I appreciate it.
Well, cool, man. I appreciate your honesty about that and your humility. One of the things that I wanted to tell you is that we have been doing this for 5 years, Radio Pushers, REI Radio, Music Hype Beast. You know, we have over 16 radio stations. We have our own television network on Amazon Fire and Roku. We work with over 1,000 artists a year. Have you downloaded our Radio Pushers app yet?
Yeah, I'm about to, since I got an Android, it said it wasn't available yet, but I did put out, like, the reminder for when it do come to
No, I think you're talking about, I think you're talking about station. No, our app has been in the App Store for 3 years. Just go to your Google Play Store and type in Radio Pushers, all one word. Yeah. All
right, Radio Pushers.
Yeah. No, like, we just do station head platform if you have an iPhone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But since you don't have an iPhone, we do it live. But we definitely going to be connecting with you after the call, and we'll chop it up a little bit to go over our platform even more and talk to you like on a separate line. Give everybody your Instagram handle real quick so they can follow you on IG.
On IG is Zayburr, XAYYBURR, all together, no space.
Say it one more time.
Zayburr, XAYYBURR, no space. That's for all my platforms.
Zayburr, I want to say once again, man, thank you for being on the Ambition Over Fear podcast, man. I'll be talking to you in just a second. All right, my brother?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Let's get it. Peace.